All right, let's dive deep into sustainable tourism today.
Sounds exciting.
We've got some amazing interviews lined up with tourism professionals from all across Europe. We'll hear from a tour guide in Lithuania and all the way to Scotland, an events manager in Scotland. I think you'll especially like this one. You mentioned how much you love it when travel benefits the places we visit.
Yeah, for sure.
And we'll definitely be touching on that today. Like, imagine walking with goats in a Lithuanian pine forest. Like as part of someone's birthday celebration. Or picture this, a music festival in Malawi turning their stage into school desks when it was over.
That's amazing. Talk about resourcefulness.
Right. It's a real shift from just minimizing harm to actually having a positive impact.
Absolutely.
So first stop, Lithuania. We're meeting Daiva Tenkinaitė. She's a tour guide and the founder of the Slow Tourism Association. Now, slow tourism, I know. What comes to mind?
Slow travel.
Yeah.
Like really slow travel.
Yeah, like snail's pace. But Daiva really emphasizes it's not about literally moving slowly. It's more about savoring those experiences, connecting with the local culture, and really absorbing what she calls the spirit of place.
That's kind of like mindfulness, right? Bringing that idea of being present in the moment to the way we travel.
Exactly.
And it's fascinating how she connects something as simple as braiding traditional ribbons at the UP Calf Center with a deeper understanding of Lithuanian history and culture.
Right. You're not just learning the knots. You're learning the stories woven into those patterns, the stories passed down through generations.
Yeah.
It's that kind of depth that really makes a travel experience memorable. But, you know, it does make me wonder, is this idea of slow tourism truly accessible for everyone? Could it end up being something only for people who have lots of time and resources?
That's a great question and something to think about. How to make these enriching travel experiences more inclusive and equitable.
Definitely. While we think on that, let's head south to Italy. We're going to meet Ariella Christensen, who runs a place called Verdmont. It's an eco-friendly bed and breakfast.
Nice.
And I know you've been exploring ways to make your own home more eco-friendly.
Yeah.
I think you'll find Ariella's approach inspiring.
Yeah, I'm always curious to see how people are making their businesses more sustainable, especially those practical steps.
Well, she's done more than just implement eco-friendly practices. She's woven them into the guest experience.
Wow.
It's not just about having things like solar panels and rainwater collection, which, by the way, they do have. Those are fantastic features. It's about how those choices actually enhance the experience of the guests.
I see.
Imagine waking up in a charming bed and breakfast in the Italian countryside and enjoying fresh local food for breakfast, knowing that you're supporting nearby farmers, AD, reducing your carbon footprint.
It really changes the idea that sustainability means you have to compromise.
Right.
It shows how comfort and eco-consciousness can actually go together.
They can. And Ariella believes that young people are key to driving change in the tourism industry. She sees their energy and fresh perspectives as essential for coming up with innovative solutions.
Yeah, makes sense.
What kind of impact do you think younger generations are having on the way we approach travel?
I think they're pushing for more responsible and sustainable practices. Holding businesses accountable, demanding transparency, and they're not afraid to embrace new technologies and ideas.
Totally. And speaking of new ideas, let's jump over to Turkey, where we'll explore the world of earth markets with Yasmina Lokmanoglu. She's a food culture researcher and head of Tarsus Slow Food. Now, you mentioned in your notes you are particularly interested in community-based tourism initiatives.
Yeah.
And earth markets are a fantastic example of how food can really bring travelers and local communities together.
I'm interested. What are the ideas behind these earth markets?
They bring local farmers and producers directly to consumers. They cut out the middleman and create a really vibrant community space.
Mm.
Yasmina describes the atmosphere as a feast for the senses. You've got the sights of all the colorful produce, the smells of freshly baked bread and spices, and the sounds of lively conversations between vendors and customers.
I can practically smell it now.
It's all about experiencing the local culture through food.
And what I find really fascinating about these markets is the ripple effect that they have.
Oh, tell me.
They boost local economies, they preserve traditional foodways, and they educate people about where their food comes from.
That's incredible.
They're a really holistic way to approach sustainable tourism. Addresses social, economic, and environmental dimensions.
Right. It's not just about buying souvenirs. It's about really engaging with the community, learning about their traditions, and supporting their livelihoods. And speaking of supporting local, let's hop over to Slovenia, where we'll meet Mirko Lasnik. He's the manager of Hišće Lisčak, which is a network of event facilities that really prioritizes sustainability, particularly when it comes to food.
You know, food waste is a huge issue in the events industry. I'm always impressed by places that are taking steps to address that.
Well, Mirko is all about that from field to table concept. They use local suppliers whenever possible, and they're super mindful of minimizing food waste. They even encourage guests to take leftovers home.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's such a simple but effective way to be more circular about food consumption, keeping resources in use, and keeping things out of landfills.
And what's really interesting is Mirko said that this focus on sustainability isn't just coming from him. It's actually driven by what the guests want.
Wow.
More and more people are actively looking for businesses that match their values.
It shows how much power consumers have and how much awareness there is for sustainability.
For sure. Now, before we finish up this part of our deep dive, let's talk about how we get around. Because transportation plays a huge role in tourism's environmental impact, right?
Oh, absolutely. It can be tricky to navigate.
Yeah.
But it sounds like our next stop in Spain might have some ideas.
Next stop, Spain. We're meeting Javier de los Ríos Villalba. He's a manager at ALC. It's a 100-year-old bus company. That's embracing sustainability in a big way. You wouldn't think a company with that much history would be on the cutting edge.
Yeah, 100 years old and going strong with sustainability. I'm curious to hear more.
They're really putting their money where their mouth is. They're developing these innovative tourist services that showcase local attractions while keeping cars off the road. Imagine scenic bus routes winding through beautiful landscapes, reducing congestion and pollution in some of the most stunning parts of Spain.
It's a great example of how sustainable transportation can actually make travel better, giving you a different view and minimizing negative impacts.
And get this, they've set a goal of having zero emissions for their urban bus fleet by 2035.
That's ambitious.
Yeah.
It shows a real commitment to sustainability, and it sets a good example for other transportation providers.
And that's where we'll leave things for now. But don't worry, our journey continues in part two.
Welcome back to our sustainable tourism deep dive. We've been talking about companies like ALSA creating more sustainable ways to travel. But what about when travel isn't just about getting around? What about events? Oh, yeah. They can have a big environmental impact.
They can.
Yeah, for sure.
That's where Steve Taylor comes in. He's an events management expert, and he focuses on making large-scale events more eco-friendly. He's worked on everything from music festivals to the Commonwealth Games.
Wow.
So he knows a thing or two about navigating these challenges.
I bet he's got some stories.
Yeah.
What kind of strategies does he use to make these events more sustainable?
Well, one of his most impressive projects was the Lake of Stars Festival in Malawi. And get this. They turn their stage into school desks after the festival.
No way. That's incredible.
It is.
Not only are they minimizing waste, but they're giving something valuable to the community.
Exactly.
It's a perfect example of a circular economy.
A perfect example. It really sparks that feel-good factor, too. Knowing that something that brought joy to festival goers is now helping educate local students. And making a festival more sustainable goes beyond just one big gesture.
Right.
Steve also shared his work with the Hebselt Festival in Scotland. They came up with a really smart recycling program where people could return bottles and cups for a chance to win prizes.
So they turned recycling into a game.
They did.
That's a fun way to encourage people to be more eco-conscious, especially at a festival where everyone's in a celebratory mood.
It was a huge hit. They called it a lottery system.
Yeah.
And they managed to achieve a recycling rate of 85%.
Wow.
Which is incredible. For an event of that size, it just goes to show that sustainable practices don't have to be boring or restrictive.
Right.
They can actually make the whole experience better. Yep. More engaging and meaningful.
It's about creativity and thinking outside the box. And then these approaches can inspire all of us to be more mindful of our impact, even at smaller events.
You know, you mentioned you're thinking about organizing a community event.
Mm.
It would be great to incorporate some of these ideas, like a fun recycling challenge or finding ways to repurpose materials after the event.
For sure. It's about changing the way we think about waste, not as a problem, but as an opportunity.
Exactly. Now, we've been focusing a lot on the practical parts of sustainable tourism, transportation, accommodations, even managing events.
Right.
But I think it's time to go a little deeper. What does it really mean to travel sustainably?
I think it starts with recognizing that tourism, at its heart, is about connecting with people and places.
Yeah.
It's about stepping out of our comfort zones, expanding our perspectives, and really understanding the world around us.
I love that. Approaching travel with curiosity, respect, and humility. being mindful of our impact, and seeking out experiences that enrich us while also contributing to the well-being of others.
Yeah, it's about moving beyond the transactional part of traditional tourism.
Yeah.
And creating a more reciprocal relationship.
I like that.
Where we give back to the places and people that host us.
I agree.
And that can look like a lot of different things. Supporting local businesses, volunteering our time, or even just engaging in meaningful cultural exchange.
You know, one of the biggest takeaways from these interviews has been this emphasis on connection. Connecting with local communities, with the environment, with the cultural heritage. It's about understanding. We're not just visitors. We're participants in a global community.
And that comes with responsibilities.
Yeah.
Recognizing that our choices as travelers have real consequences.
They do.
Both good and bad. We have to ask ourselves, what kind of impact do we want to have? How can we leave things better than we found them, even in small ways?
And this goes back to something you mentioned earlier about equitable travel. It's not just about minimizing our own impact. It's about making sure tourism benefits everyone, especially those who are more vulnerable.
Exactly. Sustainable tourism can be a powerful force for good, but only if it's done fairly and inclusively. It's about making sure everyone shares in the benefits and that local communities have a say in how tourism develops.
You know, it's been inspiring to see how everyone we've talked to is embodying these principles in their work. From Daiva's focus on slow and mindful travel, to Ariella's eco-friendly bed and breakfast, to Steve's creative approach to events, they're all showing us that it's possible to travel in a way that's good for the planet, and good for people.
And they're doing it because they care. They're passionate about where they live and work, and they want to share it in a way that preserves it for future generations.
It really is contagious. It makes you want to get out there and explore the world in a more conscious and meaningful way.
It does.
And that's the beauty of sustainable tourism.
Yeah.
It's not about limitations.
Right.
It's about possibilities. Reimagining travel and discovering new ways to connect with the world around us.
And recognizing that even small actions can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
Every choice we make, from how we get around to what we buy, can contribute to a better tourism industry.
And that brings us to the final chapter of our deep dive. Ready to explore some practical tips and resources to make your own travels more sustainable?
Let's do it. I'm always looking for ways to make my trips more meaningful and impactful, and I'm sure our listener is too.
Welcome back to the final part of our sustainable tourism deep dive. It feels like we've covered so much already. From slow tourism in Lithuania to circular economies in Malawi. But this is where it all comes together. You know, we've talked about the what and the why of sustainable tourism. Now it's time for the how. How can we as travelers make a real difference?
I know it can be a bit overwhelming. Sometimes it's like, where do you even start?
Yeah.
But it's not about being perfect or changing everything overnight.
Right.
Just taking small steps the right direction.
And you mentioned in your notes that you're planning a trip soon. This could be the perfect chance to try out some of these ideas.
Oh, definitely. Even before booking flights, you can start making choices that match what you believe in.
Like, when you're looking at destinations, think beyond the typical tourist spots and consider going to places that are actively promoting sustainable tourism. There are great resources online, like the Global Sustainable Tourism Council. They can help you find certified destinations and businesses.
And once you've picked a place, think about the kind of accommodation that fits with your sustainability goals.
Right.
You mentioned you like community-based tourism. So maybe try a locally owned guest house or a homestay instead of a big chain hotel.
It's a great way to support the local economy, and you get to connect with people and learn about their culture firsthand.
Exactly.
And speaking of local, let's talk food. One of the easiest ways to travel sustainably is to eat locally.
Yeah. Find those restaurants and markets that source their ingredients from nearby farms and producers.
Mm-hmm.
You'll reduce your carbon footprint.
Less food miles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're supporting sustainable agriculture.
Plus, you get to experience the unique flavors of the region.
Absolutely. And remember those Earth Markets?
Oh, yeah. Yasmina was telling us about them.
They're a fantastic way to connect with local food producers.
Yeah.
And learn about how they do things.
It's a real sensory experience.
It is.
And it gives you a much deeper understanding of the local culture.
And it's not just what you eat. It's how you eat it, too. Be mindful of portion sizes so there's less waste.
Right.
And maybe bring your own reusable containers and water bottle. Cut down on those single-use plastics.
I've definitely been trying to do that more. You know, it's easy to get caught up in buying souvenirs.
Oh, yeah.
But think about what you're actually buying and where it came from. Maybe skip the mass-produced stuff and look for locally made crafts and products that support traditional artisans and actually benefit the community.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to getting around, maybe try some different ways of traveling.
Like what?
Walking and cycling.
Sure.
They're good for the environment.
Of course.
But they also let you experience things at a slower pace.
Yeah.
And you might discover hidden gems that you wouldn't see otherwise.
It's a whole different way of seeing a place. And remember what Javier was saying about ALSA in Spain?
Yeah.
The bus company.
Public transportation, especially in countries that are focused on sustainability, is a great way to reduce your carbon footprint and get a feel for the local way of life.
Yeah, makes sense.
And if you do need to rent a car, go for a fuel-efficient model, or even an electric one if you can find it. Now, throughout this whole deep dive, we've talked a lot about having a positive impact.
Yeah.
But sustainable tourism isn't just about minimizing harm.
Right.
It's also about giving back.
Absolutely. Volunteering is a great way to do that. You can contribute your time and skills to a good cause and get a deeper understanding of the community and what they need. There are opportunities out there for everyone, whether it's conservation projects, teaching English, or community development.
There really is something for everyone. And even if you don't have the time to volunteer, you can still make a difference.
Of course.
Support local businesses, engage in respectful cultural exchange, or even just leave a positive review online.
Those little things can make a big difference. It all adds up to create a better tourism experience for everyone.
It's about remembering that we're not just tourists.
We're guests.
Right. We're guests in someone else's home. And just like we treat a guest in our own home with respect and hospitality,
Yeah. We
should do the same for the places and people we meet on our travels.
Absolutely. And that respect goes for the environment, too.
Of course.
Being mindful of how we impact the natural world, from minimizing waste to saving water and energy, that's how we protect the beauty and diversity of our planet for future generations.
You know what's really struck me throughout this deep dive?
What's that?
It's the sense of hope and possibility. Seeing so many people around the world working to make a positive difference.
This shows that we're not alone in this. There's a whole movement of people, businesses, and communities committed to a better future for tourism.
And that's the message I want to leave everyone with today. Sustainable tourism. It's not a burden.
Yeah.
It's an invitation.
An invitation to what?
An invitation to explore the world with curiosity and wonder, to connect with people and places in a deeper way, and to leave the world a little bit better than we found it.
It's about using travel to change ourselves and the world around us.
So as you plan your next adventure, ask yourself, what kind of traveler do you want to be?
Good question.
What kind of mark do you want to leave? Every choice you make, every step you take, can help create a more sustainable and equitable future for tourism. And that's a journey worth taking. And that, my friend, is the end of our deep dive into sustainable tourism. I hope this has given you some ideas and inspiration for your own travels. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to all those amazing initiatives we talked about. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.